has a story.
So I said to her, I want the verse that you want. I said,
okay, good.
I promised that to us.
Okay. Any question? Good. So everything's okay. You know what are we talking about, right? You're trying to enrich yourself. What does that mean, enriching yourself? Going out and getting more and more and more to become rich, right? That's what it is. Rich in what? Rich in this wisdom. This is what we are learning here. So, you know what the goal is. Do you remember you were seeker and you were interested and you volunteered to study this? That was book zero. Then in book one, you learn what the problem is. Book one was about love. And you learn what love is not. Because the first problem is you are confused because you trust your brain, which is made for the monkey, for the animal. That's what the brain is, okay? So in book one we learn that this is not it. This one is made for this machine, okay? For this animal. I'm not the animal. Oh, of course not. Am I? No, I'm something more than an animal. Where is that one? That one is not inside. That's outside, is my meaning, is my personality, is my humanity. Here is the Adam, the monkey. Me? Who am I? More than monkey. Okay, this monkey needs to drink, eat, and all that. Okay. Me? Who am I? I'm the one who you call teacher, which is here in this environment. Without this environment, there was no teacher. We remember that. This is before civilization. There was no teacher. This specialty started with civilization. We know that, right? It's outside. So I learned that I have to come outside. And outside I could find love. Inside, I will find my personal interest, the need of the animal. I need eating, safety, having sex. Outside is the personality. I have to come out. Okay? That was book one. We hear all the examples and all that. Then, everybody was ready. That was it. So he sent them to live it, remember? Do not forget that 2 years they had to experiment it, because this is not something to have it here. This is something you have to have it there. So you have to be active to do it, because your meaning is mainly your deeds, not even your thought. Your deeds, your outcome for this. That's what your meaning is, right? Book two, he started to explain it. What is that? He started to say, okay, look at it. First of all, there is a little problem, but the little problem could be a very big problem. That's a hair in your eye. You can you know, see, this is what's happening to you. Your personality is going around and show off your intelligence. This is like having a serpent as a show. Remember, the knowledge is that, and we are going to take it away from you. Here we are talking, we are saying the things that belongs to you, but it goes in your brain and the animal will learn it first. This is not for the animal, this is for the other one. This is, he explained it. You learned it, right? You know what this wisdom is. Now, we are talking about you going out and enrich yourself in this. Means grab a lot. He started to say, oh, be careful, because having a lot is no good. You have to be selective. There are the ones that you cannot trust. You should not trust every good talking, because everybody is talking good. Even for bad deeds, they do it. Remember? The guy, the villager, the peasant fellow, he explained all that. Then he came to knowledge and he said, let's talk about knowledge. Because while you're going around enrich yourself, you read a lot, right? So you face a lot of knowledge. Knowledge is good or bad? Knowledge is bad. If knowledge is only know-how, so you know things, that doesn't mean anything. So to us, all those information are outside there, except there are some of them which are connected, which have some attitude. There were two of these wizards who are different. He said, oh, a couple of them are different. So there are a part of this scientific understanding which is necessary for us and is good, because they do not steal our way of explaining this stuff. They cannot steal our stick. So they are friend of us. They even lose their hand and feet for us. Don't worry about that. Then, we're here. What are we talking about? The very simple stuff. Okay, let me tell you. The third period. You want to enrich yourself? Try to stop the demand of this. Your brain, the animal, is demanding a lot of stuff, and those are no good. You should want special stuff. You should pray specially. Let me give you a very good example. The good example is this story. There is this guy who doesn't ask for anything to anyone. Whatever he needs, he asks it from God. Okay? So, all his wishes are what? Explain it, this 5-year-old boy doesn't know what God means. So, he says, what does that mean? Means whatever you wish for, whatever you're praying, whatever you're planning to do should be according to all these meanings. Means your interest should be just, justice, truth, truth. Remember all that? That, haq. So you should ask everything from haq. Haq should be your point of reference. Shouldn't demand anything else. What does that mean really? Is that okay? Listen to this story. There is this guy who is asking the god to give him whatever he needs, right? Then a cow came in and he killed the cow. Now we are back to the story. The story was there. Now we are back to it. The David. Okay, the judge. First, David didn't know what's happening. He judged normally. logically. And he said, logically, you owe him. He even denied David. Then David went home. In the dream, he understood. He came out and he explained it. How? Little by little. Why? What? Because this is your life we are talking about. And this will happen to you. What will happen to you? Oh, we know in advance because we know the story. That cow is your ego. And that cow should be killed no matter what. If you're just asking him and looking at him and that's the direction you go, you understand. So one day, the ego is out there. And you will kill the ego. That will, you don't know what you're doing. You are a simple-minded fellow. You believe in Haq, okay? And you ask Haq. Then a cow will appear. You don't know what's happening. So you will kill the cow. And you will be saved. Because you don't know who you really are. You are the master. All of this stuff that belongs, oh, you're the master, but one of these slaves had killed the real master and confiscated everything. Do you know that? Is there something in you who confiscated everything? That's your intelligence, your brain, isn't it? Your brain, who was supposed to be your slave, in the first book, she was supposed to be the handmaiden, right? But she's the master. And she's living your life, deciding about everything, right? If you are concentrated in your enrichment, you will not lose the goal. You will see, whatever is for that, I want to be a real person. I want to really be good. I want to be just. I want to help the justice. That's the way I want to be. Then, suddenly, the ego will show up. It will kill the ego. This is the game we are going to play. This is the plan we have. Together we'll do it, right? Then what will happen? Everybody thinks that you are silly because you killed the cow. The only one who knows is David after the dream, okay? So he came down and he started to play. Play with whom? Your brain, right? The fellow which is the brain. The slave who has taken over. How could we talk to that fellow? Little by little. But that silly fellow doesn't give in. That's why we have a long road to go. Little by little. First he said, you know what? Forget about the cow. So forget about being 100% selfish. There is this other guy who is a little bit artist, let's say, a little bit silly, a little bit crazy. That's Majnun, right? Okay. But the brain? Ma. Objection, right? Then he said, okay, you know what? Whatever you confiscated is his. Give it to him. Even then, he didn't. So, David brought it out. Means Rumi brought it out for you that look at your brain who has taken over. First, your brain has killed your... Did it kill something in you? Let's compare you with someone, let's say, 12,000 years ago. Somebody was there.